Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes. EB and JP, that's the foursome. We got Antonio Daniels joining us at 9:40, former Washington Wizard point guard who's now the New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, also an NBA host on Sirius XM. So we will talk some hoops with Antonio at 9:40. But we've talked a lot of sports like the last probably hour and a half.
I'm all sported out.
Changes.
Yeah. I feel kind of gross.
To Quentin Dunbar, to Dwayne Haskins.
I need a shower, Cakes.
So I hear you.
Why don't we do
too
some
much
entertainment page?
Yes.
To touch on the Hollywood music. I was asking EB if we'd put this story in. I just always find these stories kind of funny with that there's a president of a university, Jackson State University, who's like 57 years old.
He's so bitter.
Got caught in a prostitution sting.
No.
So embarrassing.
It was like an online ad got him, and then he shows up to the hotel.
Don't guys know that?
He loses his job.
Don't guys know that?
Don't guys know that you don't show up at the
all
hotel?
All that digital stuff?
You walk through the door at the hotel. There's a cop
there
standing behind the door,
of course.
They throw the cuffs on you immediately.
Dicey.
Drab told me all about it when it happened to him.
Although I did say to JP, I'm anti, like, making all drugs legal. I think that's insane. You want people to do heroin or something? I mean, that's insane. But I'm pro-prostitution, I think. It's between two consenting adults and, you know, provided you have the right safeguards there, you don't want anybody to be abused, obviously.
I'm kind of libertarian on all of it.
Yeah.
Like, with the drugs.
Hold on. You want to make heroin legal?
Yeah, I don't want to make heroin
legal. It's
not like
you're making them want. Look, it's on.
Yeah, but just too many people will fall prey to it.
I would regulate the consequences. Somebody drives impaired, things like that.
Well, that's already in place.
But if they want to
that's already
do
in place.
They want in their house. Let
no,
them
I
do
can't
it
sanction that. I can't allow that. It's insane.
But anyway, prostitution is getting legalized already. But like heroin and legalizing like fentanyl stuff is going to kill a bunch of people. Probably not the greatest idea.
Probably.
Thank you. It's definitely not.
I have to couch it somehow.
It's definitely not the greatest idea.
I do it by saying probably.
But you know, whatever. The sex thing, I feel bad. Like. I was listening to a repeat of like the Bagel Boss guy. He was being interviewed like by Stern, you know, the nerd that got in the fight, got beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, everyone mocks him because he's like, you know, he's 4'11". He's right. Literally girls.
And he can't get any buns.
They just mock him all the time.
He has to pay for buns.
He goes up to the counter to order a bagel, and the ladies just laughing. And finally, he just gets fed up.
Yeah,
that's why he starts freaking out.
Just stop calling
him short.
He's
been mocked his whole life.
Like he's short. Just live with it. It's okay.
Yeah, but it's hard when you've been mocked your whole life.
No, I'm not saying it's. I'm just saying other people. Look,
yeah, people got to react.
He's a short guy.
Yeah.
Big deal.
But people can't help themselves because he's a 4'11 guy, and they just mock him. And he said, Stern asked him, do you ever have to resort to like prostitution? Yeah. Of course
that's
I did.
That's the only way he gets it.
No, he said he actually was married.
Oh, he was?
And he's had dates and stuff. Right. But, you know, it always goes bad. And, you know, people routinely make fun of him. So he has to resort to prostitution.
I'll keep making fun of him, too. I think he's a clown.
Well, that's a separate thing. But you try not to mock people
for
their
legal
height.
It's legal in some places.
Jason mocks people for his height all the time.
I know
their
he
height
does
all the time.
I know he does.
He's a height elitist.
Yeah. He very much so
I'm 5'9".
Is.
No,
I'm
fine. Calls me a munchkin.
I'm fine if you're 4'11 and you're a cool dude. But if you're 4'11 and you're an idiot and you're getting in fights at bagel shops, I got no tolerance.
Yeah, but I already know you, and you've already acknowledged this.
What?
If he was your best buddy, he still wouldn't be your best buddy if he was 4'11.
All right, let me ask you
he has
this
no shot at being.
I got good friends who are 5'9", 5'10".
Somebody walks through that door.
I don't have anybody's who are sub 5.
Here's your hypothetical.
I mean,
here's your hypothetical. Somebody walks through that door with $5 million in a duffel bag. Says, this is yours, but you're 4'11 for the rest of your life. What do you do?
$5 million?
$5 million.
you're going to turn that down.
You're a short knocker. You're 4'11".
I know you. You're going to turn that down, and you love money.
But you
money.
Keep your family.
So
I'd
be hit my driver.
Everything else stays the same.
I would do that.
But you're 4'11".
I'd do that because all you're doing is just
I'd have
grill.
To hit my driver on par threes.
Yes, you would.
I don't know, man.
See?
I got to think twice
he's
about
really,
that.
He's thinking
I know
about
he
it.
Loves money. I don't think he would do it.
I don't think he would do it either.
I don't think he would do it. Uh-huh. I know Jason too well.
That's funny.
All right, so Harvey Weinstein's accuser is in the news here. You know,
just one accuser? He's got like 100 of them.
Well, this one in particular, because she apparently told, and I'm sure there's defense for this, but she apparently told her roommate that Harvey was her spiritual soulmate, and he gave her the best silly of her life.
Oh, really?
She volunteered that.
Wow.
Now, the defense could be, well, she was just saying that because she was scared of Harvey and she didn't want anybody to think otherwise. But anyway, so they're using that as a defense.
It's a good defense. I think it's a good defense. If she's claiming she was raped and then she's saying that he's soulmate.
She said she did also say, I believe she also said, and she said this on the stand, that she acknowledges there were times they had sex together where it was consensual.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's always dicey, too, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. But if you're having consensual sex and then one time you're not, I mean, obviously you're in the wrong, but sometimes it could be hard to interpret that, I would think. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, but that's just one accuser. There are also
other
accusers that
say that
it was never consensual.
But that seems to be a theme from a lot of them, that there are times where it was maybe consensual.
Well, but that's the prosecution's main witness, basically. That actually has evidence, like physical evidence with
like
Weinstein.
DNA and all that stuff?
Yeah. The other ones are just, I guess you could say, accusations. And the numbers of them.
He must have DNA everywhere.
It happened back in the 90s.
I wonder.
Although there's an email where she's saying how much she loves him, too. There's
right.
I actually think, if you read the details of the case.
You're a little on Harvey's side.
Well,
a little
not on his side, because I think he's a scoundrel. Mm-hmm. But it looks like the case is shaping up pretty well for him.
In this one instance.
Now, it doesn't look good when you have hundreds of accusers.
Right.
The problem is that he was a known creep before this even came out. Like, we're just casual observers, and we would watch these Oscars and these shows, and they would make fun of Harvey when they were giving their speech. Like, we all just sort of knew he was a creep. It was weird.
I had no idea. But you think if he wins the case, he raises the walker?
He skips out of the courtroom.
Yeah, he probably does.
I just have he's a bigger fall from grace maybe even than Cosby. Like he's physically just deteriorated into this zilch.
This attorney that he hired, this girl, is attacking every single accuser that's going on the stand, and it's working out in his favor.
Can you imagine the billable hours?
She's making so much money.
Oh, she's making so much coin. Good for her.
Well,
anyway.
Let's see if it works out.
Let's see what happens. There's going to be other cases.
I mean, there's 100 girls that claim that he raped them.
Yeah, yeah. And so, obviously you want justice. So if he did, let's throw him away. Bill Gates. This is weird to me. You got money to blow here when apparently he just ordered a $644 million super yacht. Now, the idea behind this is
Snyder's yacht.
Everybody is all is attacking like rich people for their carbon footprint and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So apparently he's got one where he can go, I don't know, a million miles on one tank of hydrogen gas or something that's better for the environment. They say typically, this just seems like a dumb thing to spend your money. I know he's a billionaire, one of the world's richest men. Got to be in the top three, right?
And he's part of the giving pledge.
To be fair, in the top three. He's given away a ton of his wealth when he dies. But still, I think that's pretty wasteful. Stop being a judge. Knock yourself out. $644 million, when they say typically he would just rent a yacht, which is the smart move, right? You just rent a yacht if you want to go.
It seems a bit extreme.
But,
just think about this.
I don't want to tell somebody how to spend his money.
In May of 2017, Gates donated 64 million shares of his Microsoft stock, which was worth $6.4 billion.
He donated. In what year he did that?
That was in just May of 2017.
That's insane.
He said, I'm a hulk.
You know what? If you donate $6 billion, you can buy a $600 million yacht. You're right. You can do whatever you want.
And by the way, I think Microsoft shares, earlier this week, hit an all-time high. So he's never been richer for the shares that he still owns.
What's driving Microsoft? Because when you go by the store, there's nobody in there buying those hurting surfaces.
You know what's driving it? As far as
the Xbox?
This is businessman cakes.
Yeah.
A lot of cloud.
So Google,
Microsoft.
Is that Microsoft? I don't even know.
Is Google a totally different company?
No,
Google,
right?
Google is Google.
Yeah, Google's a different company. There's a parent company to Google.
Alphabet,
right?
Yeah.
So yeah, isn't all my cloud stuff on Google?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that.
You have cloud stuff on Microsoft?
Maybe. I don't know.
Not your personal cloud, like businesses.
Yeah.
Business clouds on Microsoft? I'm one of 300 million. I mean, my cloud stuff is important too, right?
No, I'm talking about they're storing all their data on the cloud.
Yeah. So, and that's where he's making his dough?
Yeah.
I guess.
Because no one's buying a Surface. You go by that Microsoft store, it's embarrassing. And you go to the Apple store, it's 6 billion people. All of the India is in.
You think people aren't buying computers?
Apple.
They're not buying Surfaces.
Yeah, but they're buying computers with Windows
Windows.
Loaded up with the Windows.
Not that many.
Every single computer in this building.
Look at Microsoft share price. It's like $1.90.
Anybody I know, they buy MacBooks, except for Lurch.
He bought an
HP. Yeah, that's their personal computer.
That's what I mean.
No, like if you go into an office computer.
Yeah. Offices. Yeah, offices, you're right. They tend to not be Apples, for sure. Yeah, but I mean,
there are plenty
of
offices.
People than there are offices.
Yeah, there's a lot of offices.
More people than there are offices.
Well, sure.
Those people have to go to a job.
What are we talking about?
I'm just arguing.
So we've gone down the Microsoft wormhole.
I'm just arguing that Microsoft's not as popular as Apple. That's all.
Who knows?
And apparently I'm wrong, but I'm always wrong. But it appears to me that Apple pones Microsoft.
This says for Windows 10,
yeah,
which is their latest version, they've sold 200 million copies.
Okay.
So somebody's buying it.
Yeah. And by the way, Gates' net worth today is $90 billion.
Yeah.
Billion.
Well, I saw the guy from Tesla's killing it.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, like Tesla stock has just gone through the roof.
Which that doesn't make any sense because they've been like reported to be on the brink of bankruptcy for a couple of years now. They couldn't even get their cars out in time, but I know.
Well, you know what? Good. I hope they do go bankrupt because once there's a billion self-driving cars, there's going to be four less dinosaurs broadcasting in radio.
Right.
So you know what? I hope all those cars blow up and they never take over the U.S. highways.
Yeah.
I hope Tesla goes bankrupt.
So he does the rockets. Isn't he also building
solar? He's a big solar donk too.
Well, isn't he also building like his own subway under LA?
He wants to build
a
Hyperloop. He wants to do the Hyperloop bit. Well, where you get into like a capsule and you get shot from like New York to DC in 10 minutes.
But isn't he currently building like an underground super thing in LA? Like I don't know how you do that.
I don't know if he's actually building it. I think it might be a concept at this point. I don't think it's being built.
My son told me, he likes all these guys. He says he's building it.
Okay.
Is that true?
I don't know.
How do you even get the permits to do that stuff? Dig underneath the city?
That doesn't even make sense to me.
Use your silly Apple you hyped up.
I know more about the Apple than Tesla than I know about Tesla vehicles.
I'm irritated by Apple, too. I don't like how proprietary it is, but I don't know anybody.
But you bring one of those hoopties in every day.
I know. I don't know anybody that buys HP.
Would you like this in a stock? So if you had Tesla on January 1st, $430.
Okay, $430
bucks. Right now?
That's like 600 something last I saw, right?
Keep thinking February 11th.
Yeah. It makes no sense. I'm telling you, the company's been on the brink of bankruptcy, allegedly. I don't know why. People keep shorting it and they're getting hoard.
I hope all of his rockets explode as soon as they take off from Florida.
Yeah.
I have an update for you. I was a little short. They're now at 1 billion Windows 10 copies sold, and that's only 15% of their revenue, Windows is.
Right.
Right. So where are they making their money?
Cloud.
Cloud.
Cloud. Okay, I buy the cloud. I buy the cloud idea.
Xbox.
Xbox makes a
That's huge
money.
Business.
Yeah. Surfaces to the NFL.
Surfaces.
Jim Nance and Nick Faldo.
Bill Belichick uses Surface. Yeah. He might not like
Does
it, but
he uses it.
Does
anybody know a person that uses a Surface?
JP used to have one.
We bought it. We threw
it
away.
And it was a hoop.
I threw it away.
That's right.
Like in a trash can.
Like how many people use the Kindle Fire
so frustrated,
or whatever that
dude.
Thing
I
is.
Can't explain why Microsoft is going through the roof. All I know is it's going through the roof. They probably make microchips that are in every computer.
Mm. I thought that was Intel that did all that. I don't think they're in the chip game. Yeah,
you don't know. Chip game's different than the hardware game.
Don't mock me for not
knowing. I know more than you.
Silly Encarta Encyclopedia.
Qualcomm makes chips.
Intel.
Intel makes chips.
Yeah. Although I've had Intel stock
Lay's
for years.
Lay's makes chips, and they're delicious.
Chips?
Chips. You barely scratch the surface on the app.
All right, we have some more EP to cut to. Can we do that when we come back?
We just did the business page like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a new bit once a week, the business page.
Who's going to do the
you
business page?
You can leave at 940 since we're talking sports at 940.
Me and you.
Okay.
We'll do the business page. We'll do the business page tomorrow.
Business that matters to us. I like it.
Who will interrupt that first, JP or Lurch?
Somebody will. It's a lot that gets interrupted.
All right, we'll get back to more EP when we come back. And then don't forget, 940, we're going to talk to Antonio Daniels all about Zion. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington in the midst of the entertainment page.
You know, this story cracks me up. I mean, it's terrible, but I don't know if you guys, if you can Google it if you want. You could see the stripper from Dallas. Did you guys see the viral video?
Did not. So Dallas like the TV show?
No. Dallas like Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And she looks like she's at some spectacular strip club. And she's up on a pole. She's got to be about 20. She is a freak. She's a great athlete. Unbelievable athlete.
I don't even think I want to see it.
She's up on a pole, upside down, about 15 to 20 feet in the air. And she just, you know, like Pink would, when you know, Pink does all her aerial stuff with the ropes, but she's on a stripper pole doing this. I mean, this girl is a freak. She's worth every penny. You should be giving her 20s instead of ones.
Oh, and she falls, she's working hard.
She falls straight on her head.
Oh.
Okay? And here's the best part. Like, look, she looks like she's 30 feet up there. I mean,
I think it says 20 feet, but still, it's
okay, you
long
look at
way.
The drop. Did you see the drop? Watch this. Look. Boom! And then she gets up like a champ and keeps twerking. Turns out she has a broken jaw. She's all banged up. There's a GoFundMe page for her. But this girl is serious about her business cakes.
I mean, seriously.
I have so much respect for her.
Do the stripper poles need to be the height of a high dive at a pool? I mean, can we
Drabby,
keep
that,
the stripper's
did you see
safety
that?
In mind?
Yeah, A.Y. showed me yesterday.
So she's lucky she didn't break her neck.
She should be dead.
Yeah, she's lucky she's alive.
Did you see the drop?
I can't watch
it. Jason, watch the drop, and then she lands for a second, and then she should be dead, and then she gets up, and she's a pro. And she starts twerking. And meanwhile, she's got a broken jaw, wired shut now.
Would you be proud of your daughter?
She looks like the butcher.
I'd be proud of her toughness.
Right.
Like, that's how I raised my kid. I can tell you, if a Bickle did that, they'd
probably
twerk.
Probably felt like the butcher from The Irishman.
Yes.
Yeah. After you got that curb stop.
That is one of the toughest things I've ever seen.
I can't stop watching the video because it's such a big fall. And the fact that she just starts twerking right away.
Like, she gets about a second to gather herself, just broke her jaw. And starts twerking to keep that money coming.
So part of
that's
you
right.
would be proud.
That's a pro right
that
there.
Is. But the other part of you, like, could you imagine if one of your daughters, we all have daughters.
And that was the viral video?
If she was a stripper?
Yes.
You'd be distraught.
Yeah, I mean,
distraught.
Yeah, but you'd like that stick-to-itiveness that just, you know.
Yeah, but you'd be upset at her life choices.
What if she was the best stripper on the planet?
May I think at some point, it's your daughter, you got to support her.
Oh, you would support her. You love her, of course. But you'd be like, really? You had to become a stripper?
Right.
You had to go down that road.
Like, what if you're... I mean, it's a hard conversation. I don't even want to have it.
Just terrible to think
but
about.
What if the daughter, as the stripper, was making more money, like twice as much money as your other kids who became lawyers and doctors?
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, it's good, but it's a short run, you know? Unless you're that sad, pathetic, old stripper, you know, at the terrible club.
Hey, J-Lo,
once again,
J-Lo's like 50.
Just throwing it out there. Hustlers. If anybody wants to overpay the Junks to come to the strip club, preferably in cash.
I'd rather not.
always open for that.
I'd rather not. I'd rather.
Look, I'm just throwing it out there because I know it's not going to happen.
You know what's easier? Well, a sleep number appearance. It's a little less stressful. Well,
it's closer, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's yeah. It's just better.
I let go. What was the strip club's name in Baltimore?
Fantasies.
Fantasy. I let go in there, but sure. God damn, it took forever to get there.
It's a little bit of a haul,
what
especially
about
for you.
To the old Nexus.
Does that one even still exist? No way.
No
right?
Way.
No, that was down here somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. It was built next.
It's probably like where the Whole Foods is now.
I remember that guy Ron. Remember he
Ron,
like starts her
Ron.
With the nice
Ron
booyah.
Hunt, I believe.
He's always talking about the chick with the nice booyah.
So does that area not even exist anymore? Is it like a high rise?
Probably has to be. Yeah. It's down here.
It's down here.
Because I remember going there, it was a show.
Right.
Yeah, it was right
where
here.
We're sitting right now. Used to be a show.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
He wanted us to go do like every Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
There.
By the way, across South Capitol, it still is a show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to find four bigger nerds in a strip club than more uncomfortable.
Correct.
I'm just not comfortable.
Some of the listeners who would join us to those appearances, they might have been worse.
Yeah. But some guys are just like
yeah,
really
some
comfortable
guys
in a strip
would
club,
and they were very comfortable.
Very comfortable, been there a lot. They're chilling. Yeah. Like I just want to get out of there. It's uncomfortable. I feel bad.
I've never even put a dollar on one of the chicks like garters.
Never. I have. I mean, you just feel like you should look like they come right in front of you. You feel like you got to hook them at some point.
I was the worst.
Trust me, it was dollars. It wasn't fives or tens.
I understand that, but it's just awkward.
I know it's awkward, but I was very gentle. Just please, just go to the next donk.
Oh yeah,
right.
So
it's weird. It's weird.
You tell it. Look, you don't have to do that, and it's definitely worth more than a dollar.
Oh, it's worth way more than a dollar.
I mean, it's so embarrassing. Give you a dollar for that. Yeah, I don't think I'll be happy to never go to one ever again for the rest of, as long as I live.
Unless I'm getting paid.
Even getting paid, you just can't wait to get out of there. At least for me.
I know. People love going to the Vegas.
Still remember
strip
those?
Clubs.
Oh yeah,
and they
love
spend so much cash there.
So many dollars,
and they get nothing.
Yeah, you go, they get all worked up for nothing.
I mean, you spend hundreds, get nothing.
Yeah. Remember the bachelor party we went to? I think it was our boy Frazier, where we went to Atlantic City, and we went into like three places.
They all were wearing bottoms and everything.
We would like walk in find out
that's even worse.
Thankfully, I missed that trip.
It was like only topless. Like we'd have a drink out of here. We go to another spot, find out it was like just bikinis.
I think we finally went to some illegal club where they were like, you know, they actually got
one
naked.
Of those spots you guys hit. I remember you talking about. I think it was called Bear Exposure. Was still up and running as of last summer. Because I walked right by it on the way back and forth.
That
from
was
the
final
tour.
Destination, I think. Remember. Now that you say that, I do remember.
I just remember it was a mission.
It's so dumb. let me see. What else is out there? Are you into wrestling, Cakes? You still watch?
No, my kids went through a phase where they were big into WWE, but that was about 10 to a dozen years ago.
Well, The Rock has an 18-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
She's begun her pro wrestling career. She started training at the WWE Performance Center. Simone Johnson. So there you go. It's the family business.
Who's the most popular wrestler nowadays?
You would have to ask Drab T-shirt.
Drabby?
I don't know how much he follows it, but I think he follows it more than I do.
Oh, I don't know.
I think Brock Lesnar's still in there, right?
I'm just going to throw a name out there. Roman Reigns. Is that it?
I think he's still in the mix.
I'm just grasping.
Becky Lynch, studio. Maybe. I don't really know.
You don't know who the big sillies are? You don't watch?
No. No, I know that Becky Lynch is a big star.
Is that the Irish chick?
The man, yeah. She got her nickname.
Oh.
She's the man.
She's the man?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Is she kind of hot?
Yeah, she's attractive, for sure.
Why'd you hesitate?
Because I don't watch it, so I'm not.
All right, here are the top dogs on the WWE website. The Fiend Bray Wyatt is your Universal Champion. Brock Lesnar is your WWE champ.
No Brock.
Then you got Braun Strowman, your Intercontinental champ, and is it Andre, your U.S. champion? Apparently, they have a billion champions.
We talked about the Oscars before, and apparently TV audience poop.
Shocker.
The U.S. television audience for the 2020 Oscars fell to an all-time low.
Wow.
Let me see. They say viewership dropped 20% from a year ago to an average audience of 23.6 million, the worst TV audience ever. For the highest honors in the movie industry, the previous record low was 26.5 million in 2018. So I think they had a little jump last year.
Yeah.
This year, back down.
But generally speaking, it's been sliding for probably well over a decade.
Well, ratings for everything slides, but it's really sliding.
I think part of it, too, it depends on which movies are nominated for Best Picture. And now they're nominating Netflix movies that some people don't see. You know, if it's a good... That's why there's that argument that
I think should,
you know,
be the theater.
People like Kevin will have that they want to have movies like Avengers in there.
Yeah. Let's go to Billy in Arlington. Billy, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jux.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Going from strippers to software. Very exciting here, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to break down a little bit high level of how Microsoft's making money with the cloud. I know you guys talk about that. So if you Google Azure, it's A-Z-U-R-E. That's the name of their cloud.
Yeah.
They're raking in tens of billions of dollars selling that cloud. And then they have a large professional services wing that implements that cloud.
So who uses that cloud? Businesses mostly?
Yeah. So they have a consumer business for dogs like you and I that go out and buy surfaces. And then they have an enterprise business for companies like Marriott and Capital One and all the large logos in this area and throughout the country. So these companies are selling out, in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars to have this cloud in their infrastructure and IT. So hand over fist cash on the cloud side. And then again, services part of that business is also multi-billion dollars. And then you get into, like, Microsoft owns LinkedIn, for instance. So they're making money off of LinkedIn. And I know it's not a boatload of cash, but it's enough.
Is LinkedIn, I mean, I know everybody, I guess all the professional people have LinkedIn.
Takes is always on LinkedIn.
I don't have a LinkedIn. I never even get this stupid thing to work.
I've had a LinkedIn for 15 years because one of our former interns asked me to do a recommendation for them on LinkedIn.
You had to have it.
Since then, I've had email requests for 15 years. It's so annoying.
Is it so, yeah, like people
stop.
Use it?
You can unsubscribe,
I just
Richard.
I just delete. It's true. I mean,
EB, are you asking if people use LinkedIn?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing.
Yes. Very big thing in the professional world, yes.
Yeah.
I hope I never have to use it.
Eric Bickle, be friends with Angelo Cataldi.
Dumbbells, morons.
There's no radio guys that have LinkedIns, are they? I mean, it's more like professional people.
And guys, I think the other angle here, too, is they do sell also hundreds of millions of surfaces to companies that I'm talking about. So they'll sell, I don't know, 10 million surfaces to X company.
Why do companies want it and people don't?
I don't know. You have a weird anti-surface bias. I don't know.
I just think people don't buy. People go to Apple and buy their products. Businesses are going and they're buying the Microsoft. Why?
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
That's my feeling.
I don't think everybody buys Apples. I've bought one Apple ever.
Well, you're a cheapie. Yeah. I mean, you don't even have a computer, as far as I could tell.
I do.
You just walk around your phone.
Looks like Apple is fourth in the amount of computers sold.
Yeah? In the United States?
I bet you HP definitely sells more.
Oh, there you go. HP.
I don't know how you have the one seed.
They're only number one, but nobody buys them.
Yeah. They're nubs.
What a donkey you are.
I wouldn't buy that. Oop.
Who buys HP? I don't know. Everybody.
I mean, I always find it funny, like, all these people that think they need to have this computer and that computer, they use it for internet. That's it.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's pretty much it.
No, but I use one from 2012. This one I use at work is from 2012.
Okay, good.
But, no. The problem is, I thought, oh, I'll just never ever need another one. But, like, when you do, like, video editing and watching stuff, it can't handle all the graphics. It's just a pile of poo.
You know. It says Apple has 6% of the market share.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's true.
Does that make any sense to you when you go by the store and you see 800
people in
there, and you go by the Microsoft store and literally they're just standing there in their T-shirts?
Maybe because people aren't buying computers at the Microsoft store.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
You're high on Apple based off of their phones.
Their retail traffic.
It's the phones.
Maybe
all the Apple stuff's falling apart, like your charger, which you complain about all the time. So that brings them back to the Apple store, and maybe the Microsoft stuff actually works. Hey. They don't have to go to the store all the time.
Yeah. I didn't say I like
people
Apple.
People buying AirPods.
I resent Apple. I don't like them. But
yeah,
I
use their products every single day.
I use their products.
You're being jaded by the sales of other stuff besides computers.
Just the retail foot traffic.
What is it that you resent? You resent, but you're purchasing all the time when you have other options. I don't quite get that.
It's a little easier once you have a bunch of them. It's a little easier. I, you know, Believe me, I have both.
So what is it that you resent? That they make good products?
The proprietary nature of it. And then they've been caught. They designed their phones to break like within a couple years. These chargers literally last 6 months, and you got to get a new one for $90.
You need a silly HP.
Yeah.
You can get out of the Apple ecosystem if you wish.
I do know this.
It just gets easy.
You have a million cars, and you can donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
Purple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, we wanted to talk some NBA. One of our favorite guests is Antonio Daniels, who joined us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Of course, he's a former NBA champ, 13-year NBA vet. He's now the color analyst for the Pellies, and he's an NBA host on SiriusXM. What's up, Antonio?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up? Great, man.
What was the first half of the season for you, like waiting for Zion? Because the Pelicans weren't winning a lot of games, and you're just waiting and waiting for Zion, right?
Well, the thing is, it wasn't just Zion. You know, obviously that's the big issue, but this team wasn't healthy for the first half of the season, and they were on the wrong side of history for the first half of the season. They lost 13 games in a row. Mm. You know, that's franchise record. But now you can see where this team sits. They're 5 games behind in the loss column to Memphis for the 8th spot in the playoff race. So this is a team that's rejuvenated and playing much better basketball because they're healthy.
Well, Ingram's a stud. Zion obviously is a stud. Do you think that this team now, I mean, 5 games is a lot, you know, with whatever, 30 to play, whatever there is. But do you think they have a legitimate chance of catching that 8th spot?
Yes, and the reason I'll say that is this. 5 games is a lot, but this Pelicans team, the teams that you have to jump over, right now you're basically tied with San Antonio. You're 1 game behind Portland, and you're 5 games behind Memphis, right. But you still have to play Memphis 2 more times. You still have to play San Antonio 2 more times, and you still have to play Portland 2 more times. So those are 1 game swings either way. So that just kind of represents the magnitude of those games. Tonight's game against Portland is huge because it's a 1 game swing. And then you still have Memphis twice. You still have San Antonio three more times. So just the opportunity that lays ahead is there, but you have to take advantage of it.
All right, so talk about Zion. All right. You know, we all saw him in college. He was unbelievable.
Right.
I've heard you say you haven't seen anybody like this in the history of the NBA. Right?
Right.
Just the size of his body. He's 270 pounds. The explosion, the leaping ability.
He gets up so quick.
I mean, he's a once-in-a-generation type of player. But people also worry. I'm sure the Pelicans worry about him breaking down just because of his body type and the history of the injuries. But just talk about watching him for the last, you know, 8 to 10 games, whatever it's been. And then you see him in practice all the time, too, I'm sure.
Right. Okay, so I'll say this. The moment that I was hired here to be the color analyst, David Griffin told me, you know what, I want you at every practice. I want you at every training camp. If you're going to cover this team, I want you to be up close and in-depth and understand what's going on. So I have been at every practice since training camp began. Hmm. And I'll tell you guys the same thing I've told everyone else. I've never seen anything like him. He's one of one in the history of this league. Now, you can take different pieces from different guys and put them together and come up with him, but never throughout the course of history have I ever played against or seen a guy with this size, this explosion, this explosiveness, this agility, this athleticism, with this power, with the ability to go over you, through you, and around you. Never seen it. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. And you know, you see it in training camp. And here's the thing about Zion. People have always said from the moment he's in high school, you know what, his game will never translate to the next level. So when he was in high school and you see him on all these YouTube clips and he's dunking on everybody,
yes.
Everybody's like, oh, well, shoot. I mean, I'll be dunking on them dudes too. They 6 foot. They 5'11". Wait till we get to Duke. And then he goes to Duke, and then he's doing 360s and windmills, and it's like, all right, that's cool. Yeah. Well, wait till he gets drafted. Those are real men. Then he goes in the preseason, and he's averaging 23 points and 7 rebounds in 21 minutes. It's like, oh, well, those are G League guys. Wait till the real season starts. And then the real season starts, and now he's averaging almost 20 and 8 in 26 minutes of action. So people have always doubted the fact that his game will translate to the next level. And sometimes I honestly feel that, you know, the Lord is upstairs, and he just says, you know what, young man? I'm going to give you a little bit something extra. He did it with LeBron. He did it with Kevin Durant. He did it with Michael Jordan. And I'm not comparing Zion to those guys as far as his impact, but Zion has a little something extra, and he's special in a way that can't be taught. He is a generational talent.
What is he like as a kid? I mean, we've seen him being interviewed, and he seems like a big kid still. He doesn't have necessarily sometimes that maturity level, it seems to me, that sometimes these superstars have at such a young age. But maybe I'm wrong.
No, but the thing is, you got to understand, this dude is 2 years removed from prom.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that being said, like, how much more mature can he possibly be?
Yeah.
And that's what we tend to forget when we are drafting kids that are one and done. These kids are still kids, young men, but they're playing in a man's league, and we expect them to be men. You can't expedite the process.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that he's 19 is one of the things I love about him, because he's every bit of 19. So he's humble. He's incredibly humble. He is a fantastic kid. I am being completely honest with you.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't, I would just not say it. Yeah. I wouldn't say anything. But the fact of the matter is, he is a fantastic 19-year-old young man. You know, I from the moment this season started and I had a couple opportunities to sit down with him and interview him, he is a great kid, and he's every bit of 19. But I think his age is one of the things I like most about him. That shows the amount of growth that he has within him.
Right. What do you say to people, and I'm one of them, but I'm just a dummy, that says, I really feel like he needs to lose a little weight so he can have longevity in his career?
And the thing is, that's okay for you to feel that way.
Yeah.
And
is there validity to it, though?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Because here's the thing. The moment that a kid that's 19 years old, that has this size of following behind him, the moment he gets hurt, everybody becomes a doctor or a nutritionist.
Right.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what's best for this kid. And I can tell you the one thing I learned throughout my career. What other people think is best for you is not always best for you. So as an athlete, sometimes people will tell you, oh, you know what, man, you need to add weight. So then I would add weight, and I'd be in the weight room, and in the weight room, then I come back and I feel slower, or I don't feel as explosive. Then it's like, oh, you need to lose a little weight. Then I lose a little weight, and I don't feel as strong. So as an athlete, you have to learn and find that balance of what's best for you, not listen to the noise about what everyone else thinks is best for you. But don't forget, at 19, a lot of us didn't know what was best for us at 19. As a rookie, even after 4 years of college, I remember eating McDonald's before pregame. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So a lot of us don't know what's best for us. But the thing is, he has a great training staff around him, and he'll find that weight, whatever it may be. Maybe it's 270, maybe it's 275, maybe it's 260. Who knows? But that's not on us to comment and say we think we know what's best for this young man.
Just have a minute left with Antonio Daniels, who, of course, is a color analyst for the Pelicans. Lonzo Ball's part of that team. Doesn't get as much hype, obviously, now as Zion or Brandon Ingram, but he's putting together a pretty good second season.
He's been fantastic. And I've always thought that this move, the change of scenery, was great for Lonzo. Because now what you have here in New Orleans is a perfect template for him to be who he was drafted to be. He couldn't be that in Los Angeles. You know, now he's healthier and more confident than he's ever been. In a high-paced offense, the Pelicans are third in the league in pace, so they want to play fast. And Lonzo understands the game and plays the right way. For me, this is a blank canvas for him. It's a blank canvas for Zion. It's a blank canvas for Brandon Ingram to be who they were drafted to be.
Antonio, always love having you on. Sorry it was so rushed. We had you on late, but we appreciate the time.
Thank you, buddy.
No worries. Appreciate it, fellas.
Yep. All Talk to you soon.
Man, he's high on him.
Well, I mean
how can you not be?
He's shooting 58%.
Look at the game log's
and
pretty sick.
And by the way, the way the NBA plays defense, he's going to have 10 or 12 points just on dunks and layups because no one plays defense.
Easily.
He's on a minute restriction. Start playing him 35, 40 minutes, and he's going to be averaging close to 30 points a game.
Correct. Right. You just can't stop
him. And you couple that with Ingram, who's averaging close to 30.
Ingram's a stud.
And Lonzo, who's actually a good passer.
Yeah. Fun to watch. Play the overs when you play the Pelicans.
And with the Hawks. Overs. Right. Overs.
Umberto. Look.
Yeah, raise it up.
Raise it up.
All right, got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant, Danny, they're coming up next right here on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.